Just wanted to add one thing about this Rikanti, that whenever there is a battle here on earth, there's always first a battle in the heavens, which then results as a consequence and spills over here on earth. There's a sefer by a Talmud of Reb Levi Yitzchok Berditchever, the holy Reb Levi Yitzchok, his Talmud, Reb Aaron of Zhytomyr. Aaron of Zhytomyr was also a great tzaddik. He writes in his sefer that he heard from his Rebbe, the Berditchever, whenever there was a war going on in the world, the Berditchever said, we need to make sure that the outcome of the war will be in favor of us, of the world, and of the Jewish people. There shouldn't be any, God forbid, tragic ramifications of such a war. A war is not a good thing. It can lead to some terrible consequences for everyone, but especially the Jews, who were always the scapegoats in the middle. So he said, what I'm going to do is, he says, I'm going to engage now in a long and intense discussion on a Gemara, on a sugya, on an issue in Torah. And he says, Rabbi Levitzer would sit down and then give a whole lecture about a very complicated subject in the Gemara, and discuss all the different opinions and raise questions and show questions against one opinion, against the other, and then defend the other. And he says, through this process, we're going to determine how this war is going to come out. What an interesting idea. The meaning of that is that Reb Lev Yitzchok understood that a battle here on earth is fought first in the spiritual realms. And since everything is sustained through Torah, Torah is the blueprint of creation, so we Jews, through our efforts in learning Torah, we have the power to determine and to dictate how this battle in the spiritual realms should come out. Because everything is centered around Torah and Yisrael. Is when we don't learn and we don't do the right thing, then unfortunately we perpetuate the misery and the darkness. But when we study Torah, so Reb Levi Yitzchok was able, through his learning, somehow affect the outcome of the war in the heavens, and therefore automatically on earth the battle also turned out in a certain way.